This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
In our attempt to restore the Republic, an American reboot, globalists and captured the country are running around like psychopathic demons, ripping everybody off. Paul, I'm going to take a few phone calls here in the short segment from Chris and Beth, at least, and a few others if you want to. But tell us what's coming up today. Paul, did you know it's all over the Senate committee and House committee? We work for the Russians. I didn't know that.
Well, I'm yet to receive my check from the Kremlin, Alex, but what we've not discussed, and I'm going to play the clip later, is the source of this whole, you know, Russian troll bots control InfoWars and we're working with them is somebody called Louise Mensch, who has come out with the most crazy conspiracy theories imaginable. She claims that Vladimir Putin personally ordered the assassination of Andrew Breitbart, so then Steve Bannon would be able to take over it. She was completely decimated during a recent interview on BBC. She's absolutely crazy, and she's the source of this story, and now the FBI's picked up on it.
So they've got a true kook. As the, well, just like Washington Post had to retract a few months ago, their fake list saying we were Russian funded, they withdrew it because they admitted it was fake. So they just found a new kook to put it out.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you can say what you want, but the fact is, you know, Democrats have lost 63 House seats, 10 Senate seats, 12 governorships,
900 legislative seats.
Yeah, since 2009. Was Russia to blame for all that? You can look at France.
You know, Europe's pissed about all the Muslims being brought in. They claim that that's in this report against me today. They claim that that's Russia, too.
Everything's Russia. You know, over in France, they claim Russia is helping Le Pen. She's got 39% support amongst 18 to 24-year-olds, according to polls. More than double her nearest rival. Is that Russia? You know, you've got 41% in the UK now voting Conservative over Liberal and Labour. Is that Russia? Is everything Russia?
No, we're rejecting a bunch of mega banks run by jerks like Zuckerberg saying they rule us. I mean, that's what's happening.
No, and I mean, that big article's gone up with all the examples of Google, Facebook, Twitter manipulating their algorithms. If the FBI wants to investigate someone for manipulating voters during the election, go and investigate Facebook.
Oh, that's a stack I never got to. When they admittedly ran Google, Facebook for Hillary, foreign governments involved, no discussion. I love Donna Brazile bitching about how Russian bots rig stuff when she was on record rigging the debates.
It's amazing. It's like, you know, we have problems communicating with each other sometimes, and yet we're supposedly in constant communication with evil Russian controllers in the Kremlin telling us what to do. Just the very idea of it.
Well, that's because they're a bunch of followers. Paul, you're one of the senior folks around here, but there's very little communication about what to do. We're all too busy manning the guns here, but let's put your headline back up on screen. Here it is, dealing with this. Why the FBI's InfoWars Russia investigation is completely ludicrous. You're going to go over this after the break. Take over, Paul Watson.
All right, thanks, Alex. Yeah, we're going to go over that, and we're going to flash back to a headline we had up on Friday, which was Google obviously caught now gaming their algorithms to bury certain topics. You had an article up on Infowars.com, the headline, Google to target criticism of Islam in new censorship purge. And again, very few people picked up on this. They announced that they would be censoring, quote, upsetting offensive content on Google, burying search results, directly manipulating information, which is what they accuse us of doing. Now, if you look at the reasons given for declaring something, quote, upsetting offensive, the example that is provided is a website that says Islam is intolerant. Now, whether you want to talk about acid attacks, people having their hands chopped off under Sharia law, stoning female rape victims to death, all those things happen. Many of them are supported by shockingly large numbers of Muslims. And in fact, we've got a new poll out of France which shows, again, shocking attitudes of intolerance amongst followers of Islam. So to make the statement that Islam is intolerant is complete fact, yet now they're declaring that as fake news. We'll be back.
Are you living with a growing prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? Problems with a growing prostate don't go away on their own. So you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are natural. A recent survey of Super Beta Prostate users shows that over 86% of men report waking less frequently to use the bathroom. With Super Beta Prostate, you could have less urge to urinate and an improvement in your romantic life. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-487-7242. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredient in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-487-7242. That's 1-800-487-7242.
Are you putting your money into an IRA, pension, or 401k? Then I hope you're prepared to lose 30, 40, 50% or more of your retirement savings. Because it's not a question of if the market crashes again. It's a question of when. It's going to happen. Did you know there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth safely and predictably every single year? The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones, and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
Go back, it's the fourth hour of The Alex Jones Show. Just touching on censorship, in particular Google censorship, before the break. YouTube, which of course is owned by Google, has introduced a new restricted mode for its platform where basically if you select this restricted mode, you will be protected from offensive and upsetting content. The problem with that is that a bunch of LGBT groups came out and claimed that they were being unfairly discriminated against. Again, it's kind of ironic that they only get angry about Google, YouTube censorship when it affects them. We've been whining about it ad infinitum for months and months. But if you look at this Google censorship on YouTube, again, owned by Google, the channels affected in restricted mode, guess which channels are affected? Guess which videos completely disappear when you look at the Alex Jones channel, when you look at my channel? All of them. Every single video on YouTube's new restricted mode on my channel, on Alex Jones' channel, completely disappears when you select this option. Which channels are unaffected by this new restricted mode introduced by YouTube? Well, imagine my shock it's CNN, it's CNBC, even though in many of their videos they're covering the exact same news stories that we are. In our videos, there's no nudity, there's no violence. In many of them, there's not even any bad language. We're covering the exact same stories as CNBC, as CNN. Not a single one of their videos is restricted in restricted mode. So you go on CNN's channel, every single video is available to watch. You go on the Alex Jones channel, not a single video is up there. So obviously they're using this to target people who they don't like politically. It's not about protecting people from nudity or violence, they're using it to censor free speech yet another way. And we're talking about this, of course, because McClatchy came out with a big report last night confirming that the FBI is investigating RT, Breitbart, Sputnik, and InfoWars for links with the Kremlin, basically arguing on a completely baseless conspiracy theory that we're somehow coordinating with Putin's troll bot army to spread information before the election to sink Hillary Clinton and to help Donald Trump. As we document in this article, well, let's take it from this angle for a start. This is, of course, all about fake news. They want to create the pretext that we're fake news, that we're discredited, that we can be censored on all these social media platforms. How do they do that? Well, they say we're spreading this fake news. It's put out there deliberately to deceive people to make money. Of course, that's a completely different category. There are individuals who do that. We've never done that. But the point is this. Stanford University came out with a major study a couple of months ago into fake news. They found, and you can go and read the study for yourself, that it had absolutely no impact on the US presidential election. So before you even get into an argument about who's pushing fake news, doesn't even matter. Had no impact whatsoever on the US election. There you see the headline. In fact, they went into drilled down into the numbers of this study and found that, if anything, fake news benefited Hillary Clinton, because the fake news articles that were spread most were beneficial to, were positive about Hillary Clinton. Yet they've spun this entire narrative that Donald Trump won the election because of fake news being coordinated by Vladimir Putin's troll bot army. Absolutely ridiculous. Of course, we're going to get into it in a second. The only people that manipulated public opinion, that manipulated news feeds, were Google, Facebook, and Twitter, the very thing they accuse us of doing. But it's interesting to look back as to the source, the individual who originated this deluded, baseless conspiracy theory that we are somehow in control of the Putin troll bot army, or we're coordinating with them. It, of course, traces back to an individual by the name of Louise Mensch, who is now living in America, but was a former Tory MP, now a journalist, and is known for some, let's just say, quite kooky theories, one of which is that Vladimir Putin personally ordered the assassination of Andrew Breitbart. And in fact, we've got a clip from a recent interview she did with the BBC, where even the BBC host basically owns her in the argument, because she sounds absolutely insane when she tries to make this argument. Let's go to the clip.
You've also claimed...
As an adjunct.
You've also... So, just to be clear, we don't really have hard evidence yet whether this warrant exists. It may or it may not. There is some doubt about the evidence. There's lots of claims. Whether there's evidence about Mr. Trump and the Russians is another matter. And you've also claimed that President Putin had Andrew Breitbart murdered to pave the way for Steve Bannon. This was the man who founded the Breitbart website, to pave the way for Steve Bannon to play a key role in the Trump administration. You then said that Mr. Bannon is behind bomb threats to Jewish community centers. I mean, aren't you in danger of just peddling wild conspiracy theories?
No, first of all, I haven't. And no matter how many times people say this, it's not going to be true. I said on Twitter in a tweet, I believe that to be the case about the murder of Andrew Breitbart.
Well, that's what
and
I just said.
But
you
it's
believe
not a piece
that
of, it's not,
you,
no,
you
no,
believe
I didn't.
President
no,
Putin
I
murdered
didn't.
Him, don't you?
Andrew, I believe it. You said I reported it. Those are two completely different
things.
Well,
you put it out on Twitter and you said you believed it, and you don't have a shred of evidence.
I do. And indeed, I made no... I made
what's
no
the assertion evidence that Mr. Putin murdered Mr.
Difference.
Breitbart? What's the
Why
evidence?
Did I believe it? I didn't say...
Look, you may believe, there are fairies at the bottom of your garden. It doesn't make it true.
I may indeed. And if I say so, then that's my belief. If I say this is, I am reporting, as I did with the FISA warrant, that a FISA warrant exists, you may rest assured that I have a basis in fact for a report. A belief is just a belief.
So let me just get the working...
I will report upon it.
Sure. Now, look, I know you're relatively new to journalism, so let me just get the rules right. If it's Twitter... If it's Twitter, we don't believe it, but if it's on your website, we should believe it.
If I report something and I say, this happened, then I'm making an assertion. If I describe a belief, I'm describing a belief. I know subtlety may be a little difficult for you, but this
if you want to be a journalist, beliefs have to be backed up with some evidence.
Really? What do you have a faith?
Well, it's not a matter of faith, or maybe in your case, that President Putin murdered Andrew Breitbart.
Belief and a report are two different things, and no matter how often you say that they are the same, they will never be the same.
You've said in today's Sunday Times here in London that you've turned into, I quote your word, that you're a temporary superpower, where you, quote, see things really clearly. I mean, have you become delusional?
No. I'm describing a biological basis for ADHD, which I have, which, as any of your viewers and doctors will know, provides people with, unfortunately, a lot of scattered focus. They're very messy, absent-minded professor, but when they're interested in things and they have ADHD, they can have a condition called hyperfocus, which means that you concentrate very hard on a given subject and you can see patterns and connections. That's biological, and I don't resile from it for a moment.
All right, thank you for explaining that. Louise mentioned for getting up early in New York. You are the first time ever I've interviewed a temporary superpower. Thank you for that.
You're so lucky.
I don't think it's going to happen again.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. That is the impeccable source of the claim that InfoWars worked with Russian trollbot armies to swing the election for Donald Trump. That's their impeccable source right there. A woman who believes that Vladimir Putin personally ordered the assassination of Andrew Breitbart. A woman who believes that she's got superpowers that allow her to see connections where no one else can. A woman who was exposed as being, again, imagine my shock, a Hillary Clinton sycophant. Again, this is the woman who wrote the article before the election, October 2016 for Heat Street, claiming that we were working with Russian troll bots. This is the individual. This is the source. This is also the woman who was exposed in WikiLeaks emails, the John Podesta emails, as being a Hillary Clinton sycophant. This is out of Breitbart. WikiLeaks, anti-SJW Heat Street founder Louise Mensch, she poses as a conservative, she's a never-Trumper, pitched ad script to Hillary Clinton campaign. And it goes through and quotes the email where she prostrates herself and genuflex to Podesta, to the Hillary Clinton campaign, begging to allow her to write this feminist Hillary Clinton ad. This is the source of the FBI's investigation into these claims. She wrote a huge, rambling article claiming that we were working with Russian troll bots. It was completely debunked, completely eviscerated. In the months since, she went basically further off the wagon with more crazy claims, such as the ones you just heard in that interview. She's basically a laughingstock in the journalism world, and this is the impeccable source which the FBI is now investigating the claims that originated with her. Absolutely ludicrous, as our article up on Infowars.com details. It also details the fact that, again, the Stanford University study found fake news had no impact on the outcome of the election. So before you even get into an argument about who was behind so-called fake news, didn't even matter. Trump would have won anyway. In fact, as I said, the fake news benefited Hillary more than Trump. That's what the study found. The fake news about Hillary was more beneficial towards her campaign. It circulated more on social media. Then we're going to get into Facebook, we're going to get into Google, we're going to get into Twitter, how they provably manipulated their own algorithms, directed their own employees to bury conservative-friendly news topics throughout the election to benefit Hillary Clinton. They did what the FBI is accusing us of doing. We'll be right back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you putting your money into an IRA, pension, or 401k? Then I hope you're prepared to lose 30, 40, 50% or more of your retirement savings. Because it's not a question of if the market crashes again. It's a question of when. It's going to happen. Did you know there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth safely and predictably every single year? The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
When it comes to the success of your small business, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? It may not sound like a lot of money, but it's enough to turn 500 strangers into 500 connections. All it takes is the right business card. Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. You heard right, 500 business cards for $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. But don't let the price fool you. Vistaprint uses only carefully selected inks and paper stocks, so you're satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed every time for any reason. You'll find dozens of designs that are just right for your business at Vistaprint, and you can add your logo and contact information with just a few clicks. It's never been easier to turn strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint and start today, because this offer won't last forever. Get your 500 business cards for just $9.99 at Vistaprint.com. Use promo code 1414 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1414.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Back into the news, I want to tell you about what we have available at InfoWarsStore.com. We say it almost every day now, we're under attack in one form or another. If it's not the mainstream media, it's the federal government itself. We have Available now, InfoWarsStore.com. State-of-the-art Defender body armor. InfoWars has always been obsessed with bringing you the absolute best products out there for the lowest prices. And now we've teamed up with Defender body armor to bring you a new state-of-the-art line of advanced body armor used by the U.S. military, no less, and law enforcement. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com. It's certified to protect against all handgun rounds and even armor-piercing FN pistol rounds. And you know, why not? I mean, many on the left actually want a civil war in America right now. That's how hysterical they are. You have Sweden preparing for a Russian invasion, reopening their nuclear bunkers. Stuff might get crazy in a very short amount of time. We have the Defender body armor available at InfoWars.store.com. It is uses one of the strongest synthetic materials ever created called ultra-high molecular weight polyethylene. Defender armor is also super compact and lightweight. This is the body armor of choice from the Department of Defense. They chose it to manufacture their new line of advanced lightweight armor. It reduces body trauma to the lowest possible level. Basically, it works. And who wouldn't want to be making every preparation right now, given the absolute hysteria that still continues to sweep America in the aftermath of Donald Trump's victory? So supporters, we're under attack. It's not a cliche when the FBI is directly investigating us. Please support us by getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com. Finishing up on what we were talking about before the break again. Louise Mensch, the woman who thinks she has superpowers to spot patterns that other people just can't. The woman who wrote a fawning email to John Podesta to the Clinton campaign, begging, genuflecting for them to allow her to write this feminist Hillary campaign ad. She's the source of this ridiculous conspiracy theory that we were working with the Russian troll bots to sink Hillary Clinton to ensure Donald Trump run the presidency. She's the source of that. Not a very credible source, to say the least. But then you can look at Twitter, you can look at Facebook, you can look at Google. Again, if the FBI wants to investigate someone for manipulating public opinion before the election, Twitter, Facebook, Google are the prime suspects. And we document that in this article up on InfoWars.com, red linked, why the FBI's InfoWars Russia investigation is completely ludicrous, and I break it down. 2 months before the election, and we reported on it at the time, psychologist Robert Epstein and SourceFeed's Matt Lieberman both exposed how Google was manipulating search results in relation to Hillary Clinton to ensure autocomplete suggestions were biased in favor of Clinton. That is a quote. And you see an example in the article. We include the screenshot. People would type in Hillary Clinton is into a Google search engine. Google only returned positive search results. You type the same search term into other search engines, such as Bing and Yahoo, you got different suggested results. You got Hillary Clinton is a liar, or Hillary Clinton is a criminal. What did you get on Google.com? You can see the example right there if you zoom in. Basically, Hillary Clinton is God. Bow down and worship her. And of course, we know Google is deeply in bed with the Obama administration. According to Epstein, the psychologist who was quoted by SourceFeed, this had the potential to shift as many as 3 million votes. Google directly manipulating its own search engine in favor of Hillary Clinton. Direct evidence of what they accuse us of doing with no evidence. WikiLeaks emails also revealed that John Podesta, Hillary's campaign manager, sought to have, quote, discreet conversation with the likes of Apple, Facebook, and Google. Then you look at Facebook. Mark Zuckerberg wanted to meet up with the Clinton campaign. Their chief operating officer, Sheryl Sandberg, did meet with Clinton chief of staff, Cheryl Mills, in 2015. And we also know the story of how Facebook buried conservative trends, removed them from their trending list, ordered their employees to remove conservative-friendly trends and inject fake artificial trends into that list. Again, to manipulate public opinion. You look at Twitter burying hashtags that were negative towards Hillary Clinton. Which Hillary and which Hillary censored. Those hashtags were banned. That was manipulating public opinion. There are numerous more examples where Twitter, Facebook, Google were caught doing what the FBI accuses us of doing with absolutely no evidence whatsoever. We'll be back on The Alex Jones Show Live, breaking news at
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Back. Doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
How you like me now? How you like me now? How you like me now? Remember the time.
We are back on the Alex Jones Show Live, and you know, it's interesting. Rasmussen reports came out with a poll today saying that 50% of likely U.S. voters approve of President Trump's job performance. So it basically has a 50% approval rating. That contradicts with the poll released by Gallup yesterday, which said that only 37% of Americans supported Trump, that he only had a 37% approval rating. The question is, who is Gallup sampling? Who are they asking to get this result? Given the wide margin of difference between the Gallup poll and the Rasmussen poll, a 13% difference. Well, I asked Gallup to provide their sampling. They've got a website where it says, contact Gallup if you want further information on the sampling for our polls. So I did that via email, via Twitter, 28 hours ago now. No response, nothing whatsoever. I was simply asking, give me information on the sampling for your poll. How many Democrats did you ask? How many independents did you ask? How many Republicans did you ask? Because, of course, before the election, and this was one of the reasons why people were so shocked that Huffington Post could report Hillary Clinton 98% chance of winning the election, and then for her to lose, of course, the polls before the election oversampled Democrats in almost every case. You could look at the polls for the debates. In the immediate aftermath of the debates, the CNN-ORC polls always oversampled Democrats because, of course, that makes it more likely to get the result they want. So only 37% approval rating for Trump, according to this Gallup poll. Who are they sampling? Who are they asking? Well, I asked them, and they have completely failed to provide an answer. More than 24 hours later. Unacceptable. Which, of course, suggests that they're hiding something. They don't even put it on their website. How simple would it be to say, this poll sampled X percent of Democrats, X percent of independents, X percent of Republicans? They don't do that, and when you ask them about it, they don't respond. Very suspicious. If this is a fair poll, give us the sampling, and we'll move on. But they haven't done that more than 24 hours later. Very interesting indeed. We have a top story up on Infowars.com. I posted this about an hour ago. Study. One-third of young Muslims in France think terrorism is acceptable. Oh, religion of peace strikes again. So basically, they had this big study conducted immediately after the Paris attacks in 2015, November 13 attacks. They asked almost 7,000 high school students in France, 25% of whom were Muslims. They asked them a bunch of different questions. And what did they discover? They discovered, and bearing in mind this study has been received very badly by the French media because it's, quote, not politically correct. It literally says that in one of the articles, that we have to be very careful about the results of this study because the facts are not politically correct. Well, the facts are the facts are the facts, and these are the facts. According to this study, a young Muslim is four times more likely to adhere to radical beliefs than a Christian. 33% of Muslim students in this poll consider it acceptable, that's a quote, acceptable to, quote, participate in violent actions for ideas, which is obviously terrorism. Violence in pursuit of political goals is terrorism. That's the very definition of terrorism. 33% of young Muslims asked in this survey said they found that acceptable. 20% of Muslim students agreed with the statement that it was acceptable to stand up for your religion with weapons. And again, bear in mind, these are the ones who just admit to it. If you have 33% of Muslim students saying that they're sympathetic with terrorism, using violence to further your ideological goals, how many of them didn't admit to that but believed it anyway? You know, we had a poll in the UK a few months back. 52% of Muslims living in the UK think homosexuality should be criminalized. They think gay people should be thrown in cages. But again, 52%, a majority, but how many of them didn't admit to it? After all, the Quran says that you can lie to infidels, so how many more believe it but don't admit to it? But even the ones that do admit to it, those numbers are shocking enough. 24% of those surveyed in this study, out of the whole sample, bearing in mind only 25% of this sample are Muslims, the other 75% aren't, but still 24% of those surveyed refused to fully condemn the Charlie Hebdo killings. 24% of young people in this poll of almost 7,000 students in France. And again, that's the whole sample. That's not just amongst Muslims, and yet you've still got a number of 24% refusing to fully condemn the massacre of the Charlie Hebdo cartoonists. Bataclan massacre, which of course happened during the November 13 Paris attack. Absolutely horrific incident, 89 people dead. 21% of students surveyed in this poll refused to fully condemn the Bataclan massacre. Again, that is the whole survey. If you broke it down, which they didn't, conveniently enough, because we can't break it down too much, can we? Because again, that's not politically correct to know the truth. But if you broke it down, if you only took the Muslim students out of that poll, that number would, of course, be way higher. Now, we've seen this kind of thing before, but this just emphasizes it once again. Of course, we had the Pew Global Attitude Study in 2006, which found that 42% of Muslims in France aged between 18 and 29, so young Muslims living in France, 42% of them thought that suicide bombings were sometimes justified. So you've got almost half of young Muslims in France who think that under certain circumstances, suicide bombings are justified. And these opinions are echoed across Europe. They're even worse when you look at attitudes in the Middle East. Islam is not a religion of peace. We've proven it again and again and again. How did Le Monde react to this survey, the left-wing French newspaper? Well, they attacked the researchers for stating the facts. They said that it was like opening Pandora's box, because God forbid we would learn the truth. And in these articles, which are in French, they were translated by the Westminster website, they basically say we have to withhold the full results of this study. We can't break it down too much. We have to delay the release of this further until after the election, the first round of which takes place in about a month's time. And of course, Marine Le Pen is the anti-immigration candidate. They don't want this to benefit her. So they're talking about delaying the release of the full results. Censorship. Because again, as one of the journalists remarks, these results are not politically correct. We don't want the public to know the full scope of what is happening in France, where on an almost daily basis, there is some kind of terrorist incident now. A few days ago, we had a son and a father and his son having their throat slashed in the street in a, quote, trendy area of Paris. We had the incident a few days ago at the airport, second biggest airport in Paris. Again, jihadist tries to grab a soldier's gun, tries to go on a rampage, luckily shot dead before he could do any damage. We have some kind of incident almost every single day in France. We've had 20 jihadist attacks in France since January 2015 alone, since Charlie Hebdo. 20 jihadist attacks in France alone. And is it any surprise, given these attitudes amongst young Muslims, most of whom were born in France? They're not even new immigrants. These are the supposedly integrated ones. This is the cultural enrichment that is taking place in Europe. It's absolutely chilling. Of course, what they're afraid of is the fact that, as I mentioned earlier, Marine Le Pen has 39% support amongst 18 to 24-year-old French voters in France. 39%, that's almost double her nearest rival, Macron, who is leading in the polls, but Le Pen has almost double the support amongst young people. And again, it's because the major parties have completely neglected young people. They only have support now amongst older people who are just desperate to keep their pensions and think that Le Pen is going to take away their pensions. But again, that emphasizes populism is the new counterculture. Increasingly, we're capturing the youth vote. Every other message I get is from somebody aged 15, 16, 17. It's really encouraging to see that, and it's encouraging to see it in France. But is it really any surprise, given these horrific numbers that we see in this poll, with young Muslims thinking that a third of them thinking that terrorism under certain circumstances is acceptable? Absolutely chilling. Meanwhile, over in Sweden, my favorite country, last night in Sweden, Sweden has let in about 150 ISIS terrorists. Of course, it's routinely in the top three for exporting terrorists to Syria and Iraq to fight for ISIS. They let them back in because they're liberal, because they're tolerant, they're progressive. In many cases, in some cases, in some cities, the Swedes are offering returning ISIS fighters jobs, homes, welfare payments. Yeah. That's not fake news. That's been reported over and over again. They're actually offering Islamic State fighters welfare. Not even, should we turn them away at the border? They've beheaded people. Should we just let them back in? Yeah, just let them in. We're tolerant. We're progressive. Now, they set up a hotline. They didn't say, let's turn them away. Let's not let these bloodthirsty jihadist killers back into our supposedly liberal country. No, that wasn't even up for consideration. They just let them back in, but they set up a terrorist hotline so people who saw something suspicious could call in and report one of these ISIS terrorists which the government had let back into the country. Then they shut down the terrorist hotline because they thought it might be encouraging racism. That's what's happening in Sweden today. Absolutely insane. Meanwhile, their government is reopening Cold War bunkers over fears of Russian invasion. Shelters on the Baltic island of Gotland will be prioritized for comprehensive checks after it was identified as a likely target for Russian invasion last year. Sweden's most populous island has been the site of a dramatic buildup of military training more than a decade after being demilitarized. So they're reopening hundreds of Cold War bunkers on this island. This is the target, supposedly, they claim, of Russian invasion plans. They spent $9 billion during the Cold War to build nuclear bunkers, so they've got enough to shelter 80% of the population. But they've got a problem because they're letting in so many foreign immigrants that more and more people are not going to be protected in the very worst case scenario. So now they're having to go through all these checks, reopen these bunkers. The Swedish Civil Contingencies Agency says that the country's municipalities need to prepare for war. They've brought back compulsory military service for young people. They're short of soldiers. They're basically freaking out. But they're not freaking out about the fact that they're just letting ISIS jihadists back into the country. The fact that areas of Stockholm and Malmo are on fire every night. They have riots all the time. Murders are going through the roof. They've got the highest rape rate in Europe. No, that's not what they're concerned about. They're concerned about Russia invading them. That's what's going on in Sweden. While the mainstream media still pretends that it's all hunky-dory, it's a liberal paradise. Meanwhile, in Holland, where they just had the election, this is out of Westmonster.com, Dutch Education Ministry teach migrant kids in foreign language. So they've just given up on the integration altogether now. In an example of staggering stupidity, the Dutch Education Ministry has recommended to primary schools that they teach the children of asylum seekers and migrants using the language of where they came rather than just teaching them Dutch. So they've basically given up on integrating them and say, yeah, we'll just teach them in Arabic. We'll just turn over our entire society. In Sweden, they're now creating glossaries for new workers on construction sites where every single term is translated into Arabic. Again, the onus should be on them to learn Swedish and Dutch, not on the entire society of Holland and Sweden to change to become Arabic. But that's what happens when you just allow people in. They congregate into ghettos, they radicalize, they create more terrorism, they create more sexual assaults, they're responsible for more crime. That's what's happening in Europe. And now in Holland, they've just given up altogether on integrating people by trying to teach them Dutch. Now they're just going to teach them in Arabic. This is up on Infowars.com. Globalist will force EU to accept more Muslim migrants. The European Union's immigration commissioner says the bloc has the tools, the means, and the power to force EU member states to accept Muslim migrants. Dimitris Avramopoulos, Greece's commissioner for the EU's common immigration and asylum policy, made the comments during a visit to Poland. So they're basically threatening European countries with economic penalties if they don't accept more migrants, even as Erdogan in Turkey over and over again threatens to use the migrant wave as a weapon against European countries if they don't give him more money, if they don't allow him to campaign politically in Europe, as we saw a couple of weeks ago with the Islamists rioting on the streets of Rotterdam and Amsterdam chanting Allah Akbar. But again, that's key. Note how Erdogan characterizes the migrants, not as desperate, suffering refugees, but as a weapon to be used against the West. And he's done that over and over again. And you've got to put your hands up to him. I mean, at least he's being honest, right? Given what we've seen happening in Europe. So that's what we've got happening in Holland, in the Netherlands. Now we have top globalists saying, you better start accepting more, or we're going to hit you with more financial penalties. Big Bang Theory star confronts leftists for ignoring Islam's abuse of women. This is like seeing a unicorn. An actor, an actual actor, has spoken out on left-wing hypocrisy when it comes to Islam. This is the Big Bang Theory star Mayim Bialik, who is making headlines for calling out Linda Sarsour, a Palestinian activist and Sharia law proponent, over her comments on feminism. And you can go and read the quotes there. So an actual actor in Hollywood is calling out leftist hypocrisy on Islam. Absolute bombshell story. You won't see that again for a while. 1,500 acid attacks have been recorded in London since 2011. We're going to get more into that after the break. Wait until you find out what the top areas are in London that have experienced this skyrocketing spate of acid attacks. It won't really surprise you one bit. We'll be back with the final segment of the Alex Jones Show. Don't go away.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention homeowners, if you're buying a new home or refinancing your present one and you haven't locked in a low, low rate from Guaranteed Rate, don't miss out. Visit rate.com today. While the Fed recently decided not to increase interest rates, that isn't likely to last. They have 3 interest rate increases penciled in for 2017. So if you want to potentially save thousands of dollars, visit rate.com and lock in your low, low rate with Guaranteed Rate today. Type RATE.com directly into your address bar to find and lock in a perfect loan for you at a low, low rate. You may be surprised by just how much money you could save. Don't wait for the Fed to raise rates. Go to rate.com now to lock in your low, low rate with Guaranteed Rate. Don't wait. Go to rate.com today. Terms and conditions apply. Not all applicants will be approved for financing. Call 1-888-672-1234 for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and the District of Columbia. NMLS ID 2611.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm gonna chase the sky forever.
We are back for the final segment of the Alex Jones Show. I want to direct you again to InfoWarsLife.com, where this product is almost sold out. It is the Myco ZX Fungus and Yeast Cleanser. Again, it's almost sold out. We've been forced to remove our introductory discount. Sorry about that. We've raised it back to the full price, but that's because we're running very low on this product. You can help us by getting the last remaining supply of Myco ZX at full price before we sell out. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and fungus with Myco ZX at InfoWarsLife.com. Again, you get 10% off when you choose auto shipping. Myco ZX contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and wildcrafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast and fungal organisms. It's available InfoWarsLife.com. 10% off when you get auto shipping when you choose that option. We're under constant attack. We need your continued support. We rely on you. We're not beholden to Gulf state dictatorships. We're not beholden to George Soros. We're not beholden to giant pharmaceutical companies who tell us what to say and do. We're only beholden to you, the listener. We really appreciate your support by getting the products at InfoWarsLife.com. Few final stories here. BBC reports historical dramas limit UK black actors. This, again, is another one of those things where they have to filter everything through the lens of social justice. Actress Thandie Newton has said she can't work in the UK because there are no roles for black and minority ethnic actors in historical dramas. London-born Newton said the number of costume dramas had led to slim pickings for people of colour. The criticism comes after the British Film Institute research found that 59% of UK films since 2006 had no black actors in any role. Well, the problem with not including black actors in historical dramas is if you did include black actors in historical dramas set in England 200 years ago, they would cease to be historical. That's the frigging point. If you want it to be historically accurate, you have to accurately represent the people who were living in England, for example, in the 1800s. Very few black people were living in England in the 1800s. So obviously, there aren't going to be a large number of roles for black actors. It's like if you were doing a production about Nigeria in the 1920s, and you were complaining about there not being enough white people in the production. Well, of course, there's not going to be white people in it. It's in Nigeria. Even if it was set in Nigeria now, there'd be no white people in it. That's the reason. It's got nothing to do with racism, but again, everything in the arts, everything in theatre, everything in cinema has to be filtered through this lens of social justice. They're making everything crappy. In fact, I got another video coming out on modern art, which will probably be out tomorrow, which covers that very issue. Couple of stories left. CBS San Francisco reports tattoo removal business booming as fears of deportation mount. An East Bay tattoo removal clinic says they've treated a record number of clients since the election. Some in the Latino community worry ICE agents will use their tattoos as an excuse to stop them and check immigration status. So, of course, we know that many of these illegal immigrants have gang tattoos. Now they're getting them all removed because they think ICE is going to stop them, use that as an excuse to basically deport them. That is a reflection of what's happening as Donald Trump continues to build the wall. That's going to wrap it up for this edition of the Alex Jones Show. But again, get the article out up on InfoWars.com, why the FBI's InfoWars Russia investigation is completely ludicrous. We're being accused of something that Twitter, Facebook and Google have done on a regular basis. They're the ones manipulating public opinion. This is a ruse to censor InfoWars, so we really need your support. That's going to wrap it up. Breaking news at InfoWars.com.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.